This is Earth and Sky. Releasing a captive or trained dolphin back into the wild is far more difficult than it might seem if you want the animal to survive.
Most of the time, dolphin releases don't work. Emaciated dolphins show up in harbors begging for food from boats and people. But there's one well-documented success story. Two male bottlenose dolphins, Echo and Misha, were released from the Moat Marine Laboratory into Florida's Tampa Bay in October 1990. A decade later, they're still alive and at sea.
There are some good reasons why this experiment succeeded where so many other attempts failed. Misha and Echo spent only 2 years in captivity. They were collected from the wild when they were 6 or 7 years old enough to have learned to catch fish and avoid predators. But perhaps the most critical contribution to their survival was that Misha and Echo were returned to the same waters from which they were captured. These dolphins already knew the available prey, predators, and environmental patterns in their familiar home range.
Misha and Echo reintegrated themselves into long-term social relationships that make up the fluid dolphin society. Since their release, they've been observed with some of the same dolphins they were seen with prior to their capture. Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.